Yeah, just absolutely knackered.
What on earth does that mean?
My laptop packed in this morning.
Packed what in exactly? In today's video, we're going to unpack 8 very natural British expressions through a fun and realistic dialogue. First, we'll watch the clip without subtitles to test your listening skills. Then, we'll go through it together, line by line, and explain all the key phrases in a relaxed and engaging way. Ready to go? Let's begin.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, just absolutely knackered. Work's been mental this week.
Tell me about it. I've been running around like a headless chicken.
Same here. And to top it all off, my laptop packed in this morning.
Oh no, that's proper rubbish. You gonna get it sorted?
Yeah, I'll pop down to the repair shop later. Fingers crossed.
You deserve a brew and a cheeky slice of cake after all that.
How much were you able to catch? Let's break it down together and explore these natural British expressions in detail.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, just absolutely knackered.
Knackered. Extremely tired or exhausted. A classic British expression. If someone says they're knackered, they don't just mean tired. They mean utterly exhausted. I was up all night with the baby. I'm absolutely knackered. After the hike, we were all completely knackered. It's a quirky word. Try saying it out loud.
Work's been mental this week.
Mental, meaning very busy, hectic, or chaotic. In British English, calling a situation mental usually means it was intense or out of control, not necessarily insane in the medical sense. December at the shop is always mental, or traffic was mental this morning. Have you ever had a week that was just mental?
Tell me about it. I've been running around like a headless chicken.
Running around like a headless chicken, meaning extremely busy and disorganized. This one paints quite the image. It describes someone rushing about frantically, often stressed and lacking focus. Before the wedding, I was running around like a headless chicken. She's got so much on her plate, she's like a headless chicken every Monday. Dramatic? Yes, but also quite British.
Same here. And to top it all off, my laptop packed in this morning.
Oh no!
To top it all off, meaning used to introduce the final or worst part of a situation. Often used when listing a series of unfortunate events, this phrase signals the final, often most frustrating part. It rained, the car broke down, and to top it all off, I lost my wallet. I had a rough day, and to top it all off, my phone died. We've all had those days.
And to top it all off, my laptop packed in this morning.
Oh no!
Packed in, meaning suddenly stopped working. A distinctly British way of saying something has broken down or failed unexpectedly. The washing machine is packed in again. Time for a new one. My old laptop finally packed in after 7 years. Quick tip. People can pack it in too, meaning they quit or give up.
Oh no, that's proper rubbish. You gonna get it sorted?
Proper rubbish, meaning really bad or disappointing. Rubbish already means trash. But saying something's proper rubbish takes it up a notch. It means truly awful. That film was proper rubbish. Don't bother watching it. His excuse was proper rubbish. No one believed him. Brits often say they're rubbish at something, meaning not very good at it. Example, I'm rubbish at maths.
Oh no, that's proper rubbish. You gonna get it sorted?
Sorted, meaning fixed, resolved, or handled. A beloved term in British English. If something's sorted, it means the problem has been taken care of. Don't worry, it's all sorted. Have you sorted your train tickets yet? Short, clear, and incredibly useful.
Yeah, I'll pop down to the repair shop later. Fingers crossed.
Pop down, meaning go somewhere quickly and casually. Another charming Britishism. You can pop down, pop in, or pop over. It all suggests going somewhere for a short, informal visit. I'm just popping down the shops. Need anything? She popped over for a cup of tea. It makes everything sound effortlessly relaxed.
You deserve a brew and a cheeky slice of cake after all that.
Bonus, brew and cheeky slice. Brew usually refers to a cup of tea, though sometimes coffee. Cheeky slice, a little indulgent treat you probably shouldn't have, but do anyway. For example, I deserve a cheeky slice of cake, which means I've earned this treat. Now that you're familiar with all 8 expressions, let's watch the clip again, this time with subtitles. See how much more you understand.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah, just absolutely knackered. Work's been mental this week.
Tell me about it. I've been running around like a headless chicken.
Same here. And to top it all off, my laptop packed in this morning.
Oh no, that's proper rubbish. You gonna get it sorted?
Yeah, I'll pop down to the repair shop later. Fingers crossed.
You deserve a brew and a cheeky slice of cake after all that.
Which British phrase was your favourite today? Was it knackered, running around like a headless chicken, or maybe cheeky slice? Let us know in the comments, especially which one you're planning to use this week. And if you enjoyed this lesson, don't forget to like this video and subscribe for more fun and useful English content. See you next time. Cheers, mate.